This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Patrick Johnson.
Well, I believe most of our listeners have heard about the tweet from President Trump a little more than a week ago. The why don't they go back to where they came from tweet. I can read the whole thing if you're interested later. But in terms of journalism, now some journalists are flat out labeling these tweets as being racist. NPR, among the news organizations that are using the word racist, rather than saying racially infused, some of these other euphemisms that sometimes get used by journalists are just being labeled as racist tweets. Do you agree with that, Will?
This is interesting, and I think there's no penalty in being cautious as journalists when we're reporting instances and very heated instances like this. You know, there's one site that says, look, let's make sure that we're being neutral, that we're objective, and we can report it as it is where folks object to it, so it's something that has been deemed potentially racist. That's on the one hand. But on the other hand, I think there's also an equally as intriguing argument, the fact that, you know, it's kind of like being Forrest Gump. You know, it's racist is, racist does. And if it fits a definition of racism, I think it's hard to argue not to report it as such. But in saying that, I think there's no penalty in being cautious and reporting what other people are saying are racist and reporting it in that way.
So I would agree somewhat with that. I think that if there are people who are already on record saying that something is racist, there's really no penalty in kind of taking that approach, saying, you know, critics have critiqued this tweet as racist. But I do think that terms such as racially infused or racially charged somewhat work to kind of water down what it means to say something is racist. Yeah. And I think that that has led to the confusion that we have now, where people are wondering, what does it mean if something is called racist? Because it hasn't been called racist in news for so long.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And I would agree to that assessment. I think that we need to, you know, definitely call things as they are and not be afraid to do that. I think that when we have a question and we have when we're working with our editors or producers or news directors, I think we need to have some kind of a meeting and understanding and maybe a working definition in times like these of what is racist and what isn't. Maybe that can help guide us. But at the same thing, right, I think we face this this question to where we have to make sure that we're not, you know, being euphemistically speaking, and that we're reporting things for as they are.
Let me, I'm going to go ahead and read what he tweeted out, which is, so interesting to see progressive Democrat congresswomen who originally came from countries whose governments are a complete and total catastrophe, the worst, most corrupt and inept anywhere in the world, if they even have a functioning government at all, now loudly and viciously telling the people of the United States, the greatest and most powerful nation on earth, how our government is to be run. Why don't they go back and help fix the totally broken and crime-infested places from which they came? Then come back and show us how it is done. These places need your help badly. You can't leave fast enough. I'm sure that Nancy Pelosi would be very happy to quickly work out free travel arrangements. What if a friend of yours, someone you just followed on Twitter, tweeted out that sort of comment? Would it be labeled as racist? What if a white supremacist, the head of the Aryan Nation, tweeted out something like that? Would it be labeled as racist? And if so, then why not? Why shouldn't journalists label this as being racist? As it comes from the President of the United States.
And I would agree with you, and I think Will mentioned this earlier. There needs to be an acting definition that we kind of, as journalists, go to and say, does it fit these requirements? If so, then yes. And this is, you know, you brought up the point. If somebody else put this on Twitter, if anybody else said this, would it be considered racist? And Tim Kaine actually shared on Twitter a screenshot from the EEOC's rules about harassment based on national origin, in which the words "go back to where you come from" are one of the examples mm-hmm. of a discriminatory language.
Yeah, I mean, those were the words that shot out at me that sound potentially, you know, and I racially charged, but those do sound racist, and I appreciate that qualification there, Patrick, about that. So yes, I would. I don't see why anyone would not see that in that way. I think that's it's a valid point, and I think those are valid thoughts and valid reactions to that.
Another thing about this, you know, Reagan was called the great communicator. Trump really seems to be the great manipulator. And I actually say that praising his ability. I'm not praising what he says, but it's his ability to dictate what's going to be talked about in the next news cycle. And I think that's part of what he's doing here. He is constantly, first as an announced candidate for the Republican nomination, then as the Republican nominee, and now as president, he has really manipulated what gets talked about in the news cycle. And certainly as a major party candidate and now as the president of the United States, it's difficult for journalists to ignore what he tweets out. You can't just overlook something he says.
Yeah, it's really hard. If there's one thing that Donald Trump knows and does really well, it's how to create a spectacle, how to create attention, right? It's what he became famous for. It's how he became a celebrity. It's how he did so well in business, right? And he's really good at controlling the news cycle, and we've seen it time and time again. Whenever there is something that comes out that he didn't control, we talked about Epstein and kind of all of that stuff. As that stuff is happening, all of a sudden this tweet comes out, and this is all that anybody can talk about.
It's a misdirection, perhaps, to whatever else might be happening. He'll just say something crazy, for lack of a better description, in this case, racist, and take the heat for that to distract perhaps from something else.
Well, and I think he's also good, and or at least he tries to. He's good at flaming these fires, getting this out there, and then trying to distance himself from it, right? So after he made this tweet at one of his rallies, as they were talking about Representative Omar, the crowd started chanting, "Send her back, send her back." And he just paused, let it go on. I think they counted her out 13 seconds. And then a day later, he started saying, "I never liked that chant. I didn't agree with it. I tried to stop them," and started contradicting the video evidence that we could see to try to then blame the media for creating this narrative.
He clearly did nothing to try and stop the crowd from chanting that. In contrast to John McCain during the 2008 campaign, when a woman made comments about Barack Obama that were incorrect, he stepped in and said, "No, that's wrong."
All agreed. And this comes with, he didn't just start using social media the moment he took the oath of office. I mean, he may have been one of the first Americans on social media. So he has been crafting and honing his influence for years. And as a businessman, may lose that quote, that term loosely, he has been trying to sell people things for years. And I think he's shown, and I like that term, great manipulator. I think that's certainly, in tribute, but certainly describes what he is. And I think he also has manipulated the media in a sense that he helps journalists really take their eye off the ball, I think, sometimes to where we're focused on him, because journalism has to respond to what he says and whatever he utters, these things that are bordering on the ridiculous and just outrageous. And we're not covering or focusing things on or issues about or keeping our eye on global warming or maybe other issues such as that. And I think that's something he has truly mastered. I would definitely give him credit for that.
Okay. Hey, we need to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.